Houston.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you do it toll-free in 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also reach us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you would like with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
All right. So, Ademo joining us from copblock.org. As always, good to have you back. You've spent the last, I think, couple days in Keene.
No, I don't know, back and forth.
Not that you don't live in the area, you do live in the region these days. But you're kind of taking it easy, activist retirement at the moment.
Yeah, taking a breath, I guess, keeping it more centered than all out in the projects and stuff.
Of course, there is some news here in Keene about the activism that has been going on. We talked to you about Rich Paul last night. Rich Paul's trial is coming up on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 16th, and he's facing 81 years in prison for allegedly selling cannabis. And there's an interesting point that I believe is public, can be made publicly at this point, and that is that the snitch in this case was arrested originally for selling heroin. So what they did was they got a heroin dealer to drop a dime on an alleged cannabis dealer in order to let the heroin dealer back out into the community so they could go after the cannabis dealer and then attempt to use him to infiltrate the Keene Activity Center wearing a wire.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's probably the plan, right? You're saying that this is what you perceive to be the behind-the-doors plan.
Well, the FBI was involved.
Right, we know that.
We know the FBI agent, Christiana, I believe is his name. If you go to Free Keene and type in that name, or type in FBI in the search field, you'll come up with some more information about that. But
get a picture of the guy?
I'm not sure if they got a picture of him. I think his name was Philip or something.
Philip Christiana, I think so, yeah. He's been investigating the Free State Project for many years, this character. In fact, Dave Ridley had interactions with him from RidleyReport.com as of, 2005. So this guy's been sniffing around for a long time, and they saw an opportunity to get somebody to wear a wire into the Keene Activity Center and basically set up Rich Paul as that guy. And Rich, of course, refused to participate in that.
And now is refusing the plea deal because they did offer him, compared to the 81 years, a sweet deal of 1 year, correct?
Yep, that's what I'm told.
Well, I give him a round of applause for refusing that plea deal. I mean, I faced 21 years in prison. But that was wiretapping charges, so I really thought I still think a jury is able to find you not guilty on that. I just don't know if a jury jury you see these days is about ready to convict somebody on distribution. Now, growing is different. We've had that Weeda Claus case where he got convicted of a lesser charge of possession.
Yeah, the charge reduced from a felony to a misdemeanor.
Right, but not guilty, and so I don't know. I applaud Rich.
Well, then there was
standing.
The Rasta guy. So more recently, I think that was early this year, the Rasta guy was growing marijuana for his sacramental purposes, and he was acquitted.
Right, but he was growing. I'm saying for distributing. That's
sure,
what charges.
Sure. But Rich, no, I mean, you mentioned Weeda Claus, who was also growing, and the Rasta guy was growing too. Weeda Claus wasn't a full jury nullification. The Rasta guy was absolutely full-on jury nullification. So
right, and I'm
nice
saying the difference
that.
In those two cases to Rich's is that they were growers.
And he's alleged.
Exactly.
Alleged,
and so, plus, Rich is in some way probably targeted for this, selected either to silence his 420 rallies, to take a bite out of the quote-unquote movement they perceive to be here, some sort of, maybe they thought they could turn him too, and that this is just like, oh man, now we have to go through the other way of the system.
Now, I think that's all accurate, and that you mentioned the 420 rallies, which is why I wanted to give the update today, because today, Rich Paul called Porcupine 411, which is a system that we have here that's been here for years, and it's awesome. It lets you actually call a phone number, leave a message, and then that message is blasted out to hundreds of email recipients, people who are, you know, interested in knowing what's going on around New Hampshire. And he announced that he was feeling good. His trial's coming up, and he's going to be celebrating by restarting the 420 celebrations in Keene's downtown Central Square. So that was exciting news to hear, and it was great to be out part of the half a dozen activists that came out to support Rich today.
The weather here in New Hampshire sure is allowing for it being so nice.
Oh, it was beautiful. Was it 70 today?
Yeah, it was beautiful out, so you can't go wrong there.
So 420s are back. The story's over at freekeen.com, and the idea is to continue the 420s all the way certainly through 420, which is coming up April 20th, where once again, hopefully hundreds of people will converge upon the State House in Concord and commence smoking cannabis openly on the front steps of the State House. 420 this year is a Saturday, so there's no chance that the legislator types will be there. I think that's unfortunate because I do like the idea of them possibly being in the building, coming and going, and seeing what's going on. So hopefully the media will come out and report on this. You know, press release will be sent and so on and so forth. But I don't remember how many of these there have been. This might be the fifth year of 420, fourth or fifth year of 420.
This will be the third year that I've gone if I'm able to make it out there again this year.
So it's a great event, and always a success. No one is ever arrested at these events. And
well, they have not yet been arrested at these events.
Okay. No one has been arrested at these events. And, you know, there's plenty of state troopers around, plenty of Concord police around.
They haven't come out and show that they're there. But
oh,
they don't
yeah.
really do much.
They just kind of walk by and look out the windows.
Why do they do that?
The numbers. It's the numbers. There's too many people there right now.
Why would they even show up?
Well, they're there. I mean, they're based, you know, the state police based in Concord.
Yeah, but they come and hang out and kind of, you know, keep an eye on things as though, I mean, they're showing impotence.
Well, for one group of people, they are trying to show that, like, they have a presence, and the other group of people they're trying to intimidate. It's kind of like the Free Keene Fest when they were there, and Free Keene Fest takes place in a little square here, and the cops will walk by it, but not look into the square to
right.
like, see anybody with a beer bottle.
Two
or something
undercover cops drove by today.
Oh, here?
Oh, we were out there, yeah. One of them was Jason Short, who was one of the stars of Derek J's victimless crime spree, driving by an undercover car.
Just unmarked? Or
we waved at him.
I was going to say, he can't really expect to be anonymous driving around.
Right, I mean, right? It was unmarked. Maybe it was his personal vehicle. That's certainly a possibility as well.
Sure. So. Creepy.
Yeah, but anyway, they're back. 420's back on Central Square in Keene, which I think is great news, and that Rich Paul is out there, even with this trial looming on Tuesday, 81 years in prison he's facing. He still has, you know, the gumption and drive to go out there and go to the park and kick it all off again for 2013, which is it's epic.
I said I give him a round of applause. Yeah. I don't know.
Man's brave.
I'd be considering it Bolton, because 81 years is no joke.
No doubt, no doubt. And it's going to be an interesting trial, because you have to wonder, when's the last time that a cannabis dealer actually took charges to trial? An alleged cannabis dealer. When is the last time that
I can't
that
even think of any. I mean, Edward Forchan or Chain and
yep.
Weed, or,
NJ Weedman.
Yeah, NJ Weedman. So, but he had
a pound, as I recall. Were they accusing him of actually having sold it to someone? Was there an informant in that case?
You're right.
Because
so
I believe he just got caught with a pound and got a dealing. You know, you get a certain over a certain amount in most states, they're going to automatically hit you with a distribution charge.
Yeah, that's probably was the circumstances that I do remember him saying that it was personal use that he possessed.
That's what he said. Yeah, because he's got a medical card in California and actually was running some clinics out there before the DEA came and, I think, cleaned him out and basically put him out of business.
Sure, another target because not obedient to the man.
Because he speaks out, just like Mark Emery, of course, in prison still, probably for another couple of years here in the state from Canada. They targeted him, and they basically admitted it. They targeted him because he was known as the Prince of Pot, because he used the proceeds from selling seeds, which a bunch of people in Canada did. He used those proceeds to promote legalization initiatives in the United States, you know, support the Ron Paul campaign and do all kinds of different marijuana-related activism. They targeted him for that.
They were really clear about it, too. They said this is a big blow to the legalization or decrim movement, marijuana aspect, and that they were pretty clear about their agenda there.
Yep. And the same thing with Weedman, and now the same thing with Rich Paul,
yep.
targeting him for his activism, for his political beliefs. It's crystal clear.
Yep.
I mean, would they otherwise really have a heroin dealer roll over on an alleged cannabis dealer?
It makes no sense it to doesn't anybody.
Seem, yeah, it's crazy. 855-450-FREE. How are they going to be able to claim in front of a jury that they're for the community?
I just hope it's the jury's open-minded because, I mean, this jury can't have anybody on it who hasn't smoked pot, and how can they be a hypocrite?
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, a threat to the freedom of the press. It's pretty disturbing. On the way.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, we're all tempted to want to try to fix everything that's wrong overnight, but really that's impossible. Any bad habit that we have developed has taken a time to develop, and it's going to take a time to break it. Focus is vital. It allows us to direct all of our energies and power toward one thing, rather than dividing them up between several things. You know, if you have several bad habits, it's much better to work on them one at a time. Otherwise, we're going to feel overwhelmed. Remember to stick with it, repeatedly do the right thing that you want to do, and pretty soon it will become part of who you are, and you will do it unconsciously.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com features include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, no problem. They're waiting for you right there at the top of the page at freetalklive.com. And you can also download our archives from SoundCloud. Go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Not only will you get access to Free Talk Live episodes, but you'll also get more than that. You'll get bonuses like Mark's Edgington Post that he does. The Edgington Post podcast is available there. That's an interview series that he does off the airwaves of Free Talk Live. And then there's also an occasional phone call that I might make to a bureaucrat or something like that. You can find those things there at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And each entry on SoundCloud is great because they all have the share button built in where you can easily share your favorite episode to Facebook or Twitter or WordPress or whatever your favorite place is to hang out online. So go and take a look for yourself, soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and listen to as much as you want. There's years' worth of archives waiting for you there. Bitcoin 2013, happening May 17th through the 19th. It is the future of payments. Bitcoin's going to be having a huge year. It already is, what, within the last 48
hours?
No, within the last 48 hours, it's gone up from like 100-something to over 200.
Rolling. It's been a big day.
And, yeah, I woke up this morning, it was at $205, and then several hours later, it was already over $225, $230.
It went over $230, yeah, it's well into...
$236 now, I think it hit $240 at the high for the day.
I mean,
like
it's
that.
Just incredible. I mean, if you are interested in this at all, you need to be at Bitcoin 2013. Go to Bitcoin2013.com, May 17th through the 19th. It's going to be happening in beautiful San Jose. And Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, BitInstant, and Facebook will be talking about the future of Bitcoins. You'll be able to network with all kinds of interesting characters, many of whom you've probably, if you're into the Bitcoin community, you've probably seen online through their websites, and or maybe you've interacted on the Bitcoin Talk forums. A lot of those folks are going to be at Bitcoin 2013. And we're going to be there, too, broadcasting live, Free Talk Live, 2 days of the show. We'll be there live at the convention hall, and that's going to be a lot of fun, because we're going to be around all kinds of smart Bitcoin people, and we're going to talk to them about all the neat projects that are happening now and probably coming just around the bend. And at the same time, we get to do an afternoon drive show for the first time ever, so that's going to be fun, too.
Yeah, if you want to know what's going to happen in the world of Bitcoin, and Bitcoin's really exciting, and everybody wants to know what's happening in the world of Bitcoin, listen to Free Talk Live, and even better than that, go to Bitcoin2013.com, register for the convention, and come out there and hang out with us.
Benjamin Bartholomew is with us from California on the Skype. Skype, by the way, username lrn.fm. Benjamin, are you going to be attending Bitcoin 2013?
Yeah, I haven't bought my ticket yet. I think we're going to buy that actually later today or tomorrow. So I'm going to get that, and I think my brother might even be going too.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
And then... I think my parents are going into San Jose because that's where my sister goes to college. So we're just making a weekend of it.
So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I've been thinking about Bitcoin a lot, especially with the way it's been going up. And I've been talking to people about Bitcoin. And I think Bitcoin is suffering from its name just to a small, ever so small degree, in the fact that it's called a coin. And so people in their head have this imagery of a coin. And so I started to think about how divisible it is and how in some ways it's more like a bar of gold, how these things will be so expensive. I mean, nobody goes out and I'm going to buy myself a bar of gold. So in the future, you may not go out and buy an entire Bitcoin because that would be crazy. Like, what kind of fool has an entire Bitcoin? How crazy is that? And then I started thinking about, well, how divisible is it compared to something even like a bar of gold? And so I did a little bit of math, and a bar of gold is 400 troy ounces, which is about 12,000 grams of gold.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you were to add three zeros to that, even if you were to make it, you know, 120,000 or whatever, or it still pales in compared, 12 million, it still pales in comparison to Bitcoin, which each one is divisible into 100 million individual little bits.
That's right. And this is one thing about Bitcoins that I think that verbiage is important, because I think you're addressing that right now, is people say 21 million Bitcoins. Boy, that's just not enough. I mean, Bitcoin's never going to be able to work if there's only 21 million of them. Well, yeah, there's 21 million Bitcoins, like there's 21 million, say, bars of gold, but really there are 2.1 million billion Satoshis. Now, when you start doing...
Satoshi is the smallest unit of Bitcoin.
That's right. When you start doing the math on that, that gives a lot of money to the average individual, you know, to an individual on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And it is possible for them to...
Mind-boggling.
Yeah, for them to go and redo the... million billion. We're talking about, we're on the level of how many galaxies are in the universe now. I mean, it's an incredible number. And... It's actually possible that if there isn't enough, that they can add another zero or two in the onto it by changing the protocols.
Yeah,
I really hope there does come a time when you can say, like, I got a Bitcoin, I can retire, because that's just about how many Bitcoins I got.
I got a Bitcoin, and I'll trade it to you for 10 yachts.
Sounds like a deal.
Well, even if you were to, like, I was trying to take it, okay, well, let's put it into perspective of the current money supply that the Federal Reserve says is in circulation. Currently, there are only $1.18 trillion in circulation.
Wow, no, is that M0?
Define that, please. Hold on, what is M0? What is M0?
M0. Ian, I think it's all the money in circulation and all the money in savings accounts.
Okay, so that
I'm not ready to answer that question.
Electronic money.
Right, that was my question. Does it include the bank money, or the number you're citing, Benjamin, is that including bank
physical
money
dollars.
Like in computers? Only physical dollars. Okay.
Physical dollars. But even if you were to take that and turn it, nobody likes pennies, but so if you were to take that and turn it into nickels, you would still only have about 23 trillion nickels, which so, still pales in comparison to the 2.1 quadrillion of Bitcoin's smallest denomination. And I think Bitcoin has a supreme advantage over, say, something like gold or silver as a future replacement currency, because I can envision a future, and maybe my imagination's limited, but I can envision a future where someone goes and buys a hamburger with Bitcoin. I cannot imagine a future where somebody breaks off a tiny piece of gold or silver and then gets change in gold or silver. I just can't even conceive of that. Oh, what, we're all going to remember how to deal with gold and have these...
And have to calculate the current price of gold or silver at the time
versus
that you do
gold,
the transaction.
Versus gold and silver at the same time.
And then have to somehow make change.
Well,
it's very
you're not going to have any mathematical equation. At that point, if people are actually carrying around gold and silver, there isn't going to be a dollar, so there's going to be nothing to like fraction it down to. It's going to be subjective value. Like, is this nugget worth that cow or not?
Yeah.
You know?
Or they could have a certain amount of gold and silver in a depository someplace, and they could bump their phones together and move that around. But then what you have to assume at that point is the people that run central banks in this world right now aren't going to do whatever it takes to shut down that place that has that gold and silver.
Whereas Bitcoin's completely decentralized, and they can't touch it.
And I think another interesting aspect to the sort of Bitcoin's a digital currency, as though that's different. The dollar is a digital currency that has some real-world representations. So is the Bitcoin. There's no difference.
Dude, the physical Bitcoins that we were giving away a year ago, Mark, they're selling on eBay for $2,000.
Yep, it's crazy.
All right, more coming up here in a moment. Stand by, Benjamin. We'll bring it back. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener of the show, we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can go there and see other ladies, they have sent in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of the program. And you can do the same thing. In fact, if you do it this month, you'll have a chance to win some delicious-smelling candles from Savory Scents. And you can go there. You'll see the Savory Scents banner over at shrine.freetalklive.com. So, and if you already are a Free Talk Live member of the Shrine of Female Listeners, you can send an updated picture, and that'll qualify you for the drawing for the candles as well. So if you'd like to win some of these, we've got one in the studio, and I do enjoy the scent. So you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see that and send us your picture or validated video, which means validated means you're proving in the picture that you are a listener of the show. So again, shrine.freetalklive.com. And we're going to continue here. We've got Benjamin on the line. We've been talking numbers about Bitcoin, but I want to let you know, speaking of numbers, SACL CAI is a longtime sponsor of this show, and they can handle your accounts receivable, and they can do it in a way that will respect your customers so that you can keep them down the line. You go to SACL CAI through their banner on our website. It's right at the top where it has been for so many years, long time. Really important sponsor. They sponsor the phone lines here as well. SACL CAI will get your accounts receivables taken care of
and they'll do it with respect. So see their banner, top of the banner column, freetalklive.com. Quadrillion. I'm looking here at the list online here, million, billion, trillion. People don't generally say quadrillion very often. It just doesn't come into the vernacular in any meaningful way. I mean, there's some people that have, you know, governments deal with trillions of dollars. This government deals with trillions of dollars. But a quadrillion is the next level up with 15 zeros instead of just 12 for trillion. And we were talking with Benjamin, and he's back with us listening on Skype, or actually calling on Skype, rather. And Benjamin, you were comparing the amount of money of U.S. dollars in circulation, both physical and not physical. And I guess you're only looking at physical, but including pennies. I don't know what the non-physical number is. I don't know if we went over that. But it pales in comparison to the number of Bitcoin, or the fractional Bitcoins that we could have, the Satoshis. That you said there were 21 quadrillion Satoshis possible. Is that right?
Right.
It's just hard to even envision what that means. It's just such a big number, and it dwarfs the amount of pennies in circulation. Can you give us the pennies number again? You have that handy?
If I remember correctly, it's something like trillion, 100 trillion,
100 trillion,
which is still 1/20th of the possible bitcoins at their smallest denomination.
Okay.
The point being that there's, but nobody uses pennies. The point is
that there's this is what I would say.
Purely academic.
I think we could get rid of pennies at this point and just move to dimes. Just drop pennies and nickels, which are unprofitable for the government, and move to dimes. But let's say that pennies were actually a useful monetary unit that actually did something and not some stupid, wasteful government program to promote their dead killers. let's say that it actually matters. If a penny mattered,
the penny only matters to promote Lincoln.
All right. If a penny mattered, and they and Satoshis were worth a penny, it would be enough for every person on the planet to have. I mean, there would be enough for every person on the planet to have $3,000. Now, currently, there are, I think, a good portion of people on the planet that are making less than $2 a day.
Yeah, they'd really like $3,000.
There is plenty of money when you're talking about bitcoins for everybody on the planet.
It was interesting, by the way, looking at the chart. I think on one of the Bitcoin groups on Facebook today, somebody posted a chart which showed the different countries and how much, or different areas of the world, and how much Bitcoin traffic there is there and buying and such.
It's in Russia.
Moscow was like, bam! they
all their Cypriot banks got closed.
That's why it's
dumping their money in.
That's why every night I go to sleep, I wake up, and Bitcoin has jumped up $20.
Right. I thought it was Asia that was doing this and their pension for Pachinko. No, it's Moscovites that want to get it. But their Russia, their government's so corrupt, they need to have their money on the internet in order to run from them.
So, Benjamin, what else was on your mind tonight?
Well, and one last quick comment on Bitcoin. Mark made it an excellent point that my father has been using with his coworkers. And that is because people are like, well, what is this Bitcoin thing you're talking about? And he goes, he's just saying it's a digital currency, which is basically what you use now with your online banks. It's all stored digitally. There's no money in a bank waiting for you. It's not, you know, your money you're waiting to get. It's all digital. I think when you explain it to people that their current monetary system is digital with a small amount of physical representation.
Yep.
Then they can get their head wrapped around it a little better. But you guys were, before I called in, you guys were talking about what Rich Paul is dealing with.
Yes, and, friend of the show, Rich Paul, facing 81 years in prison for allegedly selling cannabis.
Yeah, and now when my brother and I were on trial, I had the opinion, I had told my lawyer repeatedly, because I knew they were going to up our charges, and they did. I told them, look, if I don't know how to do it, but if they hit us with felonies or something, I was just trying to emphasize my conviction to my lawyer. I said, look, I don't care if they hit me with 5 felonies, I'm not taking any plea deals for anything. Having gone through that experience and having a jury convict us and their statement being, well, you might not have broken the law, but just do what the police tell you.
Yeah, it was really sick reading those juror statements.
I can't trust juries anymore. And frankly, I see no, I'm not advocating taking plea deals. But when somebody's holding a sword over your head and saying, but I'm willing to just give you a paper cut instead, go ahead and take the paper cut. There's no sense in falling on your sword at that point. I just, it's, it's they have the guns, they are, have the willingness to initiate force and use violence,
and they also have no they've got no skin in the game. They there's nothing for them to lose. If they take it to trial and do a terrible job and lose the conviction, oh well. If they go to trial and they send you to prison forever, oh well. You know, like, none of it really matters to these people in their jobs.
You're not playing chicken against the state. It's not like if you take it to them, then they'll lose, and oh no, look at the horrible ramifications of us losing. They'll just move on from it. They don't care.
Yeah, I have a similar feeling about the jurors now, too. And the other point I just want to add to the many you made is that the whole process, the whole song and dance, what I call the circus of any court proceedings, is so heavily in favor of the state. You know,
sure,
you rise when the judge comes in. You know, the prosecutor says all these things and has all the right things. And, like, if you're representing yourself, you may look, like, more not in sync with the process and everything like that. So this is all seen by a jury.
And even here, the defense goes before prosecution in closing statements. So
yeah,
you don't get to rebut them at the very end.
All kinds of stuff. And they have these long, drawn out, like, these are the instructions for the jury.
Blah,
this is what
blah,
you
blah,
do.
Blah,
and so,
blah. So it's
it doesn't
so
even
hard
matter
to listen
who,
to.
Yeah, if the DA or the defendant goes first, because the state, the judge, speaks first and the judge speaks last.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so, and especially in my last trial with the wiretapping, I could see jurors' eyes getting heavy, you know, these long jury instructions that are just basically like threatening the jury to say, like, if you don't do what we say, it is very clear, and all you have to do is look at this line on this piece of paper, and basically these guys will say, if he does this, you do what I say, and he goes to jail, and so it's all just a joke.
Well, maybe we'll be able to get Rich Paul on here to talk about, you know, what's going through his mind, because in the conversations I've had with him, I obviously he's heroic in being willing to take this to trial, and his plan, his hope is that he can be the first that I know of. I mean, maybe there's somebody out there that's beaten a dealing charge in the U.S. at some point. I don't know when. I'm sure, hopefully, it's happened. But to be the first person in the Liberty Movement or in the, you know, the recent memorable past who has ever beaten in front of a jury a charge like this, you know, all the jury trials haven't been failures. I mean, Ademo, you were found not guilty in Greenfield, Massachusetts. And
sure,
by
I
jury.
Just think for Rich, looking for the guilty, not guilty, that doesn't matter. It's the educational aspect. It's inspiring others. It's showing, you know, educationally other people the injustice in the system. And so,
Benjamin, thanks for your call and thoughts. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Would you take the plea if you were in Rich's circumstance? He's not doing it, and I'm grateful for it because it gives us a chance to rally around him, and maybe he'll actually win this thing. It's Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom-designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, you may reach us and get on the air via our Skype handle, which is lrn.fm. So you can connect with us in whatever way pleases you. Once again, go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. And if you support this show and would like to do so financially, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and for $5 a month, we'll take that in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing internet listeners on board, exposing the ideas of freedom to more ears. You can help make that happen, and you can do that for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks too, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only podcast, forum, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, sometimes you'll get let in on special beta test sort of things for our website, which is something that happened today.
You said it was an alpha test, and I think that's more
accurate. More of an alpha, yeah, but people don't know what that means. You know, like, you hear beta, I think, out there in the computer terminology world, and alpha much
alpha,
mean,
alpha
less
means
often.
We test it. Beta means they test it.
Then it would be a beta by that definition.
Not if they're amplifiers.
Hmm.
I mean, haven't they signed up for Free Talk Live? It really depends on how inclusive one wishes to be with the terminology Free Talk Live.
Okay. I've never read the definition of alpha versus beta as far as terms that software, applicable to software. So to me,
that's
an alpha is a very preliminary early test. A beta is a more open to
alpha is being tested
testers.
Within the organization. Beta is being tested outside of the organization.
Yeah, that's what I believe. One's in-house, one's out-of-house.
Well, I guess I crossed it over to a beta then.
By opening accident. Up to the amplifiers?
No, by opening it up to a group of Redditors, okay. a group of Porcupine Redditors.
That's beta.
So anyway, but you get included first and foremost if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Lord calling from New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Lord.
Yeah, what's up, Ian? Yo, it's Lauren.
I thought your name was Lauren. Okay, they got the spelling wrong. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, bro? Yo, what's
We're
up,
doing
bro?
A radio show. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. Yo, I just want to talk about the vaccines and stuff and Bill Gates, man, and the government and New World Order and what they're
doing. Okay, that's a lot of stuff. Let's pick one of them. Go ahead.
Vaccines, Bill Gates, government, New World Order.
Yeah. I mean, Bill Gates, man, this is what he does. He, you know, he vaccinates, you know, these little kids and stuff, and he kills them.
Doesn't he offer the vaccinations to these children? Isn't that right? I mean, it, like, you know, he funds a program that offers vaccinations. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, and he kills them. Well, all
the how many children die from the vaccinations as a percentage?
A lot of them, bro.
A lot of them, Mark.
That's can you give me, like, a number, like, as far as a percentage goes?
Well, I don't have a number, man, but it's like
10%?
The vaccines 20%? Are bad. They can kill you. The insert stays.
Well, now, Mark, you don't do the vaccine thing with your son, Jack, right?
I understand, but I don't think that it kills people. Like, you know, I think that some people have adverse reactions to vaccines, but I'm not going to go around saying that vaccines kill people. I think vaccines, in fact, do what they claim that they're going to do. I just think that every drug has side effects, or effects. Mm-hmm. All drugs have effects, and some of those effects are that some people have bad reactions, and some of those bad reactions include death. But I don't know what the percentage of people is, and I suspect it's far less than 1%.
Lauren, do you Lauren, question for you. Do you think that Bill Gates, his intention is to kill children?
Yes, of course, but I want to say something.
That's sick, man. You really believe that's true?
Yes, of course.
Why would Bill Gates want to kill children?
Because they're evil eugenicist New World Order shills. They're high priests. They're high in the order of the New World Order. Basically.
And what evidence do you have for that? Did you hear it on some radio show?
I look at the fruits of what they do. I look at the fruits of the tree. But I want to say something.
You've been saying something. What else do you want to say?
There's a reason why the cancer has doubled, more than doubled in this country.
Right? I don't want to go on cancer. I want to talk about vaccines here still. You've already trotted out vaccines, and I still want to ask you some questions. Let me ask you this, Lauren. If I made you God King of planet Earth, and you could give administer a super vaccine that would save the human race from every disease possible, except it would kill 1/100th, and by that I mean 0.01% of the population. Now, it would save everybody else from every other disease, but 0.01% of the human population would die within 3 days of being administered this vaccine. Would you administer it? You're God King. Nobody has a choice. You get to administer it. Would you administer it?
No, well, first of all, sir, I don't deal with hypotheticals or whatever.
You could just say you said yes is like the only answer you could give in that example.
And that's really what these people like Bill Gates are doing.
I don't know if I could do it.
I cannot play as... You can't even... That's blasphemous, man.
What's blasphemous?
Even that whole question of God King, man. That's not...
Well, no, I mean, I think that... Lauren is right in that... From this perspective, that your questioning is ridiculous because that's impossible. But I also agree with Lauren that I don't think I could do it. I don't think I would want that blood on my hands.
No, Lauren refused to answer the question. He didn't say no.
He said no. I'm sorry, Lauren. What was your answer to the question?
Well, man, I'm not going to answer it, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're not having a conversation. Goodbye. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
See, this is where I diverge.
Would you do it, Mark? What's your answer?
If I was God King?
Well, I mean, I love this. Like,
hold on just a second. Whatever. Now, first, we understand that I have gotten rid of all the duplicate municipality names out there. So there,
yes,
there's
that's
no
your
more
first order.
Freaking Manhattan, Kansas, right? There's no more
Paris,
there's
Illinois.
No more GD Venice, Florida. That's all that crap's gone.
No more Berlin, New Hampshire.
That's right. Gone. The people have to come up with new real names for their places.
What about Concord? Who would get to keep the Concord? Because there's all kinds of Concords up in the New England area.
I think I could take care of this in one day as God King, so I'm going to go ahead and give it to Concord and Lexington. I think Concord's the hardest question because the capital of New Hampshire is Concord, but the historically important Concord is
Massachusetts.
Yeah, is outside of Boston. So I'm going to go ahead and give it to the historically significant one.
Uh-huh, okay.
And they can call themselves New Concord.
Your rule is arbitrary and capricious.
That's right. Well, you asked me if I was God King. That's all I meant. What your answer is not arbitrary or capricious.
Yeah, so
they're both arbitrary and capricious.
So, moving beyond the naming rights thing, what What about the
vaccine? Let me ask you this. Am I God King for one day? Am I God King for life with my progeny?
This was your...
You turned it around on me.
It's only fair if you're going to ask Lauren the question that you should have to answer it yourself.
The answer is I don't know what the specifics of the God King position are. If it is an ongoing position,
right?
And people have always had a God King, then the answer would be yes. Because they're just my cattle.
You might as well ask him the question, whatever I'm about to say, you have to say yes, because that's pretty much the scenario you gave him. Like, any other answer, and you're just, you know,
well, no, my answer would be no. If I was God King for a day, no, I'm not going to make everybody do something I want to do that's like
that.
Because
you know
something
you have to
silly.
Be in tomorrow.
What's important is renaming these damn cities that people are too lazy and stupid to come up with real names for.
Hmm.
Portland, Oregon. Good Lord in heaven. They were arguing about the naming their city either Boston or Portland. Can you believe that? I mean, they couldn't name it after somebody's wife? Name it Mildred, for God's sake. Anything. I mean, this is hard. This is the most rich.
But it had a port, Mark.
Deep and rich language on the planet. And you just can't come up with another word?
Hey, that's what they did.
It's disgusting.
So, Damo, would your answer be yes, then, to the question?
I don't even think I have it in me to be God King
or whatever.
It must be. But, I mean, you're God King, so I guess that's your deal. So, in this fathom, then, yeah, I'd be like, you know, I'm God King, and I'm responsible to these people, then I must need them for something, either to worship me or make me feel good. So I'd be forced to inject them all.
There you go.
And lose 0.01% of them.
Maybe you want to share your answer with us to the ridiculous scenario question. 855-453, that is the SACL CAI toll-free.
Would that make
you an evil god? If you did that, would that make you an evil god king? Because you did sacrifice the lives.
No, it wouldn't, because at that point you're God King and you're over these other people, so they don't have the decision-making process. If you had an ant farm, Ian, and... you had to do something to save all the ants that would kill 0.01% of the ants, then you're not evil.
Johnson, the God King question.
So I just wanted to put that in perspective. So 0.01%, right, of the human population.
Which is about 7 billion?
Well, yeah. I was thinking, so that's 600,000 people, so you're roughly 200
what? We're losing you.
9/11s.
Okay. We got a bad connection or something. Yeah. Stand by.
600,000 people.
We're coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you would like. Coming up, the Femin activists are at it again. It's Free Talk Live.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save on Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363. Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.